The violent crime rate has been steadily dropping in New York City, but ask some people how safe they feel on the streets, and they'll say not very. That's especially so for sex workers who have little control over where they see clients, and transgender women of color who speak of constant harassment, threats, and actual violence. As part of his Micropolis series, WNYC's Arun Venugopal learned how some of these women are learning to fight back.
To understand Daisy Lopez's journey from man to woman, perpetual victim of beatdowns to triumphant victor, it's worth returning to the period of her youth. The 1980s.
With me, it started at an era where, like, Prince was wearing the lace gloves with the cut-off fingers, and Cyndi Lauper put a burgundy strand in her hair. So I remember telling my mom, hey, can I get a lace glove? That kind of started shifting it into artistic. I was starting to express myself and feeling good.
Daisy's now a dental hygienist, somewhere in her 40s, and is, as she describes herself, a tall, tan, platinum blonde. All true. You can spot her from pretty far. She grew up in the South Bronx. Those were rough times, but she says she had a happy childhood and a supportive family.
I was safe because my brothers were thugs from the neighborhood. So they would just say, like, oh, well, that's Robert's little brother. Just let him dress up, kind of, you know, and I would start wearing the eyeliner.
But the force field that her brothers provided, that only lasted as long as she stayed in the Bronx. Eventually, she moved to Manhattan and then Astoria. In the 90s, she transitioned and had gender reassignment surgery. Along the way, she encountered a barrage of name-calling, harassment, and varying degrees of humiliation. The obvious looks of disgust from subway riders, people in the bus who wouldn't let her take a seat. There was that, and then there were the assaults. With some prodding from friends, Daisy started training at mixed martial arts places like this Tiger Schulman's in Rego Park. She and her instructor there say she's gotten to a point where she can confidently walk away from a potential fight. But if push comes to shove...
Nobody wants a transsexual on them in a public place for 20 minutes pounding.
20 minutes.
Well, you know what? Anytime you're fighting with a transgender person publicly, we're going to make sure it is apt. You are fighting a transgender person strictly because it was a message of hate that you did not like me. So now we are in the ring.
That's Daisy, the dental hygienist guys no longer mess with. One of the people who taught her how to defend herself is Elena Waldman. Elena is in her late 40s. She spends a lot of her time thinking about dangerous situations and how to help people get out of them.
There's a couple places that you really don't want to fight. An elevator, a car, a kitchen, a bathroom. Right, those are all really bad places. Staircase, bad, bad places.
Elena's pretty much the self-defense instructor for transgender women in New York and another vulnerable group of women. Sex workers, a lot of them picked up by guys driving around.
Car is rough. There's not a lot of place to go. It's easy to get your head bashed in. It's easy to get choked out, and it's hard to get away.
I met her in her car under a tree off Northern Boulevard, where she gave me a primer on street life.
When you've gotten to the point of street prostitution, who are you going to report the violence to? The cops? What you're doing is illegal. They can't wait for you to come in. You know, and who's going to believe you? The violence that a lot of these girls experience is ongoing and relentless, and there is very little remedy, which is why I like to talk about prevention, about thinking about this stuff before they get into a car.
So, with Elena behind the wheel and me in the passenger seat, she walked me through it.
Talk to me.
Okay, so let's say I'm the prostitute, you're the John.
Mm-hmm.
You bought oral sex. So my head is in your lap, and you grab the back of my head, right? So
right.
Grab me by my hair.
Elena said some Johns get really aggressive. Still, we were just role-playing, so what she did next kind of threw me off. She actually pinched a tiny bit of my inner thigh.
Hey, that hurts!
So it's a teeny tiny little pinch, but that's a big impact, right? And the inner thigh is so sensitive. Mm. What I am buying there is a window of opportunity.
An opportunity to gain control. To simply slow things down a little. Elena says self-defense starts by being able to assess a new environment fast and act if you have to.
Think about, can I kick out the window? Can I keep the window cracked a little bit? If somebody has electronic locks, can I manually unlock the door so if I need to get out, I can? We teach back rolls sometimes. You can back roll out of a car. So if you put your back up against the passenger door and started kicking with both feet, especially for these girls who are wearing heels, kick, 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 open the door and back roll out, it seems very dramatic. but it can work.
All of this takes practice and a sort of muscle memory. But one of the hardest things, she says, is for a person to mentally calibrate the threat and to be able to act immediately.
If somebody's trying to choke you, there's not a lot of room for negotiation because you're going to become unconscious very, very quickly. I've had that happen. I've been choked out.
When asked her about that, Elena ticked off all the scraps she's been in over the years. Having her hair torn out in junior high, getting jumped in the street, all the name-calling she suffered because, as she says, she skews toward butch. There's also the time she was sexually assaulted in a Flushing laundromat. By that point, though, she was in training and had the ability to finish off her attacker. She was ready.
For women across the board, the idea that you are worth defending, I am worth defending, it's a radical concept. Because women in America are taught still to be demure and to be, quote, a lady. You know, and a lady doesn't gouge out someone's eyes. You know, a lady doesn't crush someone's trachea. And sometimes that's what you have to do.
This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Vanagopal at WNYC.